Youth is a time of tremendous energy. You should look at the possibilities, not the problems. Every possibility, if mishandled, becomes a problem. Every problem, if handled well, becomes a great possibility. In the life process of a human being, in terms of physical prowess, mental sharpness, and above all, effervescence of energy, you're at your best when you're youthful. If you do not use that to make something worthwhile of the life that you are, not necessarily in terms of social and professional terms, but as a life, if you do not make something worthwhile of yourself, later on doing it will become difficult. When I say later on, what we call as youth need not be linked necessarily to the chronological age of a person. Youthfulness happens on the mental level because you have not made conclusions about life. You're willing to look at life fresh all the time. That keeps you youthful on the level of your mind. On the level of your body, if you maintain a certain level of rejuvenation in the system, if you do certain simple practices where tremendous rejuvenation of the body on the cellular level happens, you will stay youthful on the level of your body. On the level of your energy, once again, it continuously needs to be rejuvenated. For this, mental flexibility and physical dynamism are vital too. Well, in terms of body, in terms of mind, in terms of energy, the important thing is you do not allow things to pile up upon you. In life, the more and more active you become, there will be many things, but you don't make your external realities an inner turmoil. If you understand, you have come with nothing in your hands, you shall also go with nothing in your hands. In between, whatever happening here is fantastic. If you understand this much, you will stay youthful. Well, there are practices with which you can keep the cellular age of your body considerably under control. There are practices with which you can reverse the cellular age of your body, and you can keep the neuronal regeneration in the brain at a very high level. These simple practices are available to everybody, and in many ways, that's what inner engineering is about. There are enough studies on inner engineering practices to show that the neuronal regeneration is over 240% higher than normal. The BDNF factors are 300% higher. The endocannabinoids, which give you a sense of blissfulness, are about 70% higher. These things are well established in reputed universities in the world. It's time everybody makes use of inner technologies to stay youthful through our life. And youthfulness means tremendous possibilities, not problems.